escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like...
whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
He set foot in America one fine October day. Sailing into Baltimore, well, everything's okay. New buttons on the jacket. Shining like the brand new diamonds, glistening in the sunlight, blistering my eyes. When you said that you loved me, I knew it wasn't true. I've 100 unread messages, but not a single note from you.
Trisha Everdeen, let's talk about Kristi Noem.
All right, let's do it.
There is a story that has been percolating for about a week now.
Oh, I wonder if I've heard this one.
Yeah, you have. I guarantee that you have, because everybody's heard this story now. Actually, you know what? Everybody within our realm has heard this story.
Could you just brief me on what the story was?
Yes, of course I will.
Thank you.
We're going to get there.
Okay.
But I'm trying to figure out whether this is something that everybody already knows or not. And I don't know that they have. It's like pervasive.
For her sake,
but
I hope not.
Kristi Noem says she shot and killed her dog. Now, the weird thing about this story is not you had to put down old Yeller because he was getting old and you're on a farm and you're not going to take him to get euthanized with a shot. That's normal stuff. If that was it, if it was like, oh, our beloved family dog had a broken hip and we knew that
was a mercy thing and it was time.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But she released a memoir or some sort of book. I think every single person who wants to be a part of the Trump White House is releasing a book right now.
It's the time to do it.
It really is. So all the VP candidates are like, it's book time. And they're doing a pretty good job because they're getting out there. We're getting some great interviews out of it. But the way that she says she killed her dog is what's getting all the attention. I guess her book is called No Going Back, The Truth on What's Wrong with Politics and How We Move America Forward, which it sounds great. Noam stated that she killed her 14-month-old wire-haired pointer, whom Noam intended to use for hunting pheasants. When she took Cricket, that's the name of the dog, out for a hunt, the dog, who she said had an aggressive personality, went out of her mind with excitement, chasing all those birds and having the time of her life. Cricket, she said, behaved like a trained assassin as was dangerous to anyone she came in contact with. I hated that dog, Noam shared. And then, I guess, it attacked some chickens nearby. So they said we had to put her down. But she bragged about being tough enough to do that to that dog.
This is maybe the dumbest thing I've ever heard anybody put in writing. It would be one thing. So you hear a story like this, right? And you think, oh, the left is going after a Republican for doing what, you know, the Lord's work and putting down their dog because it's merciful. And
this dog was barely over a year old, though.
No, this woman just murdered a puppy and then put it in her book and was like, look at me, I murdered a puppy. Can I be VP? What are you talking about?
What
are you talking? What is this? Who read this and thought, you know what, somebody out there is going to find this endearing?
Yeah, where's her editor?
Right.
Like, where's your team?
What is happening?
Going, no, hang on. This is like the thing you put out before you go big.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that. You can talk about being tough. Don't talk about shooting the barely year old dog. And being proud, even the way she talked about it.
It makes her seem like an icky human.
Yeah, if you frame it differently and say, look, this isn't something we wanted to do, but when you have a hunting dog and the dog is so out of its mind that it can't be trained, that dog has no purpose anymore. Now, if you framed it like
so
that.
So I took it to a shelter, I rehomed it. Put this in my book.
Exactly. Let's say that she still did all those things. Just reframing the story a little bit could help. But she brags about being like, that's what you got to do. That dog was sucked, so we just shot it.
Okay. You kick a baby on your way out? I don't know.
Yeah. But is her career over? That's why I opened with talking about how pervasive this story is.
Do you know how much longer she has on her term?
I don't know that. I know that she was a VP candidate, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, I don't think she will be now.
Like, that ends that, right?
That is over.
Because
that is done, at least this cycle.
Only thing people talk about when she's saying anything is, oh, she killed her dog. She shot her dog. Mm-hmm. It's such graphic imagery that she's never going to run away from this. This is the Howard Dean scream for her. Like, whoa!
At least that is funny to play back.
It's funny.
This is horrific.
But it destroyed his career.
Yeah,
he was the lead candidate, and then he did one weird thing that the media just ran with. And in that case, it was funny, but it kind of killed him. This looks like that to me.
Yeah, I don't understand this. I don't understand how. I don't understand the ego a person has to have to get this through, like you said, an editor, a publisher, family members, that story. Either she's got a bunch of people around her that want to sabotage her, or she won't listen to anybody around her, because there is no way that was written and then read, like peer-reviewed and rubber-stamped by everybody.
It's a fact. Yeah, you can't do it because you have so many consultants when you're at the level that she's at. I mean, she's the governor of a smaller state. But she is a national public figure. She had a rising star. In fact, I would have handicapped her as number one for a while as VP candidate, or at least one or two. But then the stuff about her having that affair came out, and I still thought she could probably get past this, but it does hurt her. She's not number one or two anymore.
But it's politics, and we're willing to put up with some skeeziness.
And there wasn't any. It was a weird story because the people in her orbit talk about how open she was about the affair, even around her husband. So that's weird. And that's the kind of thing that when you see somebody, those stories stick. But they're not as sticky as that lady shot her dog.
Yeah.
And so I just don't know that she could be done like that.
I think she has terrible judgment, and I wouldn't want her in charge of anything I'm a part of.
Which is so weird because people that I know pretty well, and I think you do too. I don't even know if you know some of the people that worked on her campaign are right around us, actually. And I don't know that they worked on her vice presidential campaign, like the now, but they worked with her in the past. And they said she is whip smart. Super fast, super quick, creative with solutions and stuff. And they really spoke highly of her because not everybody who consults, you know, it's a job. Mm-hmm. Some people hire you to consult and you go, I will do my best with what you have given me to work with, which is not a lot. And then they help. But they spoke very highly of her, like, oh, yeah, she really has it together. She's going to go places. And then this kind of stuff, man. Ouch.
Mm, yeah.
Have you ever been to South Dakota, by the way?
I have not.
My family took a driving vacation through there. Here's what's
weird about. How long does it take to get up there?
So if you go to the bottom right corner of South Dakota, which is the closest to us from here, it's only about 8 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
And that is, I think, Sioux Falls is right around there. And that's a beautiful city. So we stopped there. We did a one-day drive, stopped there. And Sioux Falls is gorgeous. And then we drove the whole state across, like, westward to Rapid City, where Mount Rushmore is and everything. It is an awesome trip. If you ever have kids, which we'll talk about in a minute, it is such a fun little, like, family driving trip because South Dakota knows it's South Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Like, and, how so?
Well, it knows, South Dakota knows that it is a vast expanse of space with very little there until you get to the western part of the state where you got the Badlands.
Do they have, like, things that pop up along your drive just to, like, keep you entertained? Is that...
That's exactly where I was going with that. Yeah. Every about an hour on the drive, there's some random stop that's like, you have to stop at the Corn Palace.
The world's largest chair.
Yes. And it's the goofiest stuff. But it is perfectly timed for that drive for you because the eight-hour drive is cool from here. St. Louis, it's pretty easy. But once you get to South Dakota, then you're just driving straight west across that state. It's like Kansas. Like, there's just nothing. But they know who they are. They know where you're headed, which is Mount Rushmore in the Badlands. And so they know, okay, at this point, the kids are going to get tired and hungry, and you're going to have this here, yep, and this here, and this here. It's perfect.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a lot. And we didn't know that. And so, like,
pleasant surprise.
We go another hour, and like, oh, here's an old west town that somebody salvaged.
Stop, get some chicken nuggets,
exactly,
and see the saloon.
And we spent an entire day on just a five-hour drive because we kept stopping and spending, like, quite a bit of time at these things. Because normally, if it's the world's biggest chair, you go get a picture, and you walk away. And there's a couple of those, but there's some great spots that are a great vacation. So, highly recommend. You are pregnant.
I am.
So we're going to talk about that. Like, I want to know how it happens.
I'm going to unpack that later.
Yeah, let's talk about this because it is still very, very confusing to me. Like I mentioned, I do have three kids. Don't know anything about the process.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm told that they're mine, and I just trust that that's true. Let's dive in.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, this is a fantastic tease a minute ago about how you're pregnant and how we're going to talk about it.
It was really something.
We're going to send that to the Missouri Broadcast Awards this year, I think.
Oh, you know what? They're closed.
Next year.
They're closed for that, too.
They're closed 2 years ahead.
Yeah, that's...
No kidding.
Yep, okay. Shut it down for now.
All right. Well, we'll just, I guess, keep our eye on it. I wonder, with all of the protests going on, if you're having the same thought as I am. My kids are 9, 9, and 6 at the moment. So we're not thinking about college so much yet, although we're starting to save for college, because I just don't know what it's going to look like. Things are changing so rapidly in the education world. And thankfully, my wife is a teacher, and she does a lot of college prep, and she does grant work and stuff like that. So she knows how to kind of play that game. I do not. But I said when they were little to my wife, who, and here's what's weird. As a conservative, I am so anti-college because of the indoctrination factor. But my wife, who is also a very solid, I would say more like Christian than conservative, but she pays attention to politics because I do.
Right.
You know. But, you know, she's, I guess, culturally conservative just because she's a believer in Jesus. So... we had this conversation when the kids were little. I said, and this is before COVID, I don't know what education is going to look like by the time our kids get to college, because it had been a prerequisite for our generation.
You got to go.
It's like you just have to stamp the paper yep. to say, here, I got my degree. Now at least look at my resume for my job, mm-hmm. whatever. I just don't know that that's true anymore.
I don't think it is.
You don't?
No, I don't think it is.
See, I thought I was going to have to really convince you
no.
on this.
No, I don't think it is. And I mean, we're not due until July, so we've got a little bit of time before college. But I don't, I think that that is the bigger question, not where do you send your kids? It's if you even encourage them to do that. And you're seeing, I was just reading an article earlier this week about Walmart and some of their higher up jobs, their management positions, their six-figure jobs. They're no longer requiring college degrees.
No, I think, kidding.
Yeah. I think you're going to see a trend in these companies where it's just as they're finding, I believe they're finding it's just as beneficial to train your workforce how you want them to be trained and then compensate them accordingly so they don't move on.
Yeah.
As it is to forcing the college degree and getting people that are, I don't know. I think that there are benefits to college, but you're not really any more skilled with most degrees than you would be in any like, if I yeah. were to go look for a job right now, my college degree isn't going to mean anything. My years in business would mean things.
So. Exactly. So really, it only matters at the very beginning to
it,
show that
it
you
used
put in
to,
the work.
And I don't think it will.
Yeah, I don't either. It's and it's changing so rapidly, and it's a good change because this is really a marketplace change. Mm-hmm. This isn't an ideological shift, and I'm fine with it being an ideological shift. Where if you're conservative, you're going, I'm not going to pay to go indoctrinate my children, mm-hmm. who I just spent 18 years teaching my values. and then I'm going to go pay somebody to undo it all. I really, really think that's a worthy conversation to have, and which is why I brought up my wife originally, too, because she loves education. Mm-hmm. She's a teacher. She actually wants to go back to college, you know, part-time, mm-hmm. just because she enjoys it.
I honestly kind of do, too. If it wasn't so expensive, I would be continuing my education. I'd like a master's degree. I'd like a doctorate. But it's not worth, there's a, you know, a cost-benefit.
And time.
Time.
Yeah.
But even if you were to take extra classes online at night, I'm not going to put my family in debt for something that isn't going to pay off.
Yes.
And that, I think, will be my our decision with our kid, our children, or child or children at some point. So, yeah.
We had this discussion because I thought it was going to be a really hard one to have with her. That I was saying, look, and we were so far away. And COVID really changed a lot of things, too, because of the remote learning. And, but it's this kind of stuff that's in the news right now that makes you go, what exactly am I paying for to send my kid to a even elite institution? And she really was kind of on board with that. She said, you know, this is still 18 years away at the time or whatever. But I get where this is going. And it should be noted that there are majors that I still would rather you have a college degree.
100%. Yep.
Like, if you're going to operate on me, I want you to have a medical degree.
You're going to fly my airplane.
Fly my airplane.
Yeah, please.
A good one.
Please get some
stuff.
Please get some training for that.
Also, things like sciences and engineer work.
Yeah. But if you're going to run my marketing mix, or you're going to take over my social media, or you're, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to.
Yes.
I mean, I think even like business operations, you're going to be an operations manager somewhere. All that stuff, it's nice to have a background in econ and finance and all those. Like, those are good life skills to have, but it's all going to be company to company when you get out in the real world.
But do you agree that the market is what has moved past college? Because like you said, with big companies like Walmart or whoever, because I think Air Comfort Service is somebody who advertises on Annie's show and probably a couple others here, too. That they've said that they actually take people through apprenticeships.
Well, that's trades versus.
And that's trades. You're right. That's a little different.
Which I think there's an argument for that, too. Yeah. I think that we need skilled workers in trades.
Yep.
Every bit as much, if not more, than we need somebody with another communications degree out there.
But I was telling Katie, my wife, you know, just a couple nights ago, I said, you know, there are so many things now that if I wanted to learn a lot more about marine life or whatever. I wanted to learn more about boating. Just pick a category. In the past, you had to go to an institution that knew about that to hear from people who'd done it, to pour into you to learn about it.
Nice to
with
queue
the
it up.
Way the internet has changed everything in the last 10 years, you can literally research anything you want pretty deeply. And I'm not talking about news and politics where there's all the spin. Like, there clearly, like, there's misinformation out there with certain things. But if you pick a random topic like equestrian training, you know, you're not dealing with bots who are trying to give you misinformation on horses.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
You can pretty much study whatever you want. And that's where I think the market has shifted.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So are you thinking that far away yet with, you know, I mean, you're pregnant.
Yeah, no. We've got plenty of time.
Are you guys thinking about short-term education at this point?
Yes,
though?
Absolutely. I mean, that happens right away. Whether or not we're looking at our school district, do we stay? Do we invest in private school? Do we invest in moving to a different district that we're more comfortable in? So, yeah, those are you get pregnant and you're like, oh, this is exciting. And then you're like, oh, shoot, I've got exactly 4 years to figure out where we're going to live or how we're going to pay for private school.
Is all that stuff kind of a weird, I mean, I don't want to get too personal because I don't want you to have to like divulge too much personal information, but is America moving more and more rural because of education? I mean, not everybody's sending their kids to private school. We do because my wife teaches at a private school.
Yeah, I understand your question. Possibly. I think that the people that can afford to do oftentimes.
Is it making rural living more expensive?
Maybe. I think there's that, it's the anti-school choice argument though, right? Like it's an argument for investing in schools where you are versus fleeing districts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it is more expensive to move out.
Because it used to be if you moved out in the middle of nowhere, and it's probably still true if it's literally the middle of nowhere, the property's cheap.
Not anymore. Yeah, I mean.
But if you're within like a general area of population.
If you're 40 minutes from a city center and you're rural, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah. When that used to not be that way.
Right.
I was thinking just at last point I'll make here before we move on. But they always show like a picture. I have friends who do this all the time. They show a picture of a cabin in the woods and a little stream running by it. And they're like, you know what? I'd give up all the modern conveniences if I could go do this. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to pay like $400,000 for that little cabin right there because of that little stream and that mountain in the background.
Uh-huh. Like, I hope you hit it big before you move out there.
Yeah, you better work your butt off before you get to the point where you can live like Mountain Man because you can't afford to be Mountain Man anymore.
Oh,
it's gone.
You're right.
And back to the South Dakota thing from the last segment.
Callback.
Man, the real estate there. Outrageous.
I believe that.
It is so beautiful in so much of the state.
Well, the COVID made all of that even more. We talk school districts, and I think that's probably like a natural evolution of human patterns. But then COVID like pushed us all out of the cities anyway. We've talked about that in the past, too. Nobody's living downtown. Everybody wants out.
And you know what else is going to really kill like inner city real estate prices? Teleportation. When we discover how to teleport, you can be like, you know what? I'm just going to go work in New York, but I'm going to live in Montana.
Mm-hmm. You're going to live in that fancy-ass cabin.
Yep.
Very expensive. And you're just going to beam yourself over to Skyscraper in New York to work on the stock exchange.
You heard it here first. Teleportation is going to kill the transportation industry. Two of the biggest TV shows in the world, or at least in the United States, we break them down here. I don't know if you've seen either one of them. That's the nature of streaming, is that unless you subscribe to that streamer, the biggest show in the world may be one that you didn't even know exists. But right now, two of those, and I don't know if they are literally the top two, but they've got to be up there because they're top two on Netflix. The first one is called Baby Reindeer. And the second one I'll get to in a minute, and it was actually suggested to me by a listener, which I'll share in a second. But Baby Reindeer first. This show is strange. It is about stalkers, and it's actually very, very identifiable, surprisingly. But before I get into the content of the show, one of the stars, and this all makes sense, okay? Follow me here. One of the stars of the show is transgender, and this person in real life, I can't remember the name in the show, but in real life, the person's name is Nava Mao, and born a man, dresses like a woman now, and I wouldn't know, you know, I mean, like, a very, very attractive woman. Nava, I went to look and see, because I was like, all I knew that was that this person in the show was trans, so I looked her up to see if she was, you know, really trans in real life or if that was just part of the character. But she is Nava Mao, and I found her Twitter, and you know, because that it is not like something that people openly report on because that's considered kind of taboo, so you got to dig a little bit. So I was on Twitter looking at Nava's posts, and I don't know what her descent is. She looks like she might be Middle Eastern, but I don't really know. And she doesn't say, but I can tell you which side of the Israeli-Palestine conflict she's on. Here's some crazy stuff that she was posting right after the October 7th attack. Now, this is what's amazing. It's not that we're, you know, now we're 7 months from the attack, the Hamas attack on Israel. Everybody was at peace at that time, if you recall. October 7th, Hamas entered, like violently entered Israel, raped, killed, stabbed, took hostages. Just disgusting, disgusting stuff. Well, within that month, like before October was over, Nava was posting things like, don't be dejected in thinking that the protests, the letters, the boycotts, all forms of dissent meant to end the genocide of Palestinians aren't working. They are working. Not quickly enough. Not as fast as we want or need them to, but they are. The only choice is to continue. Now, that was reposted from somebody else, but, and that's at the end of the month. As soon as 6 days after the Hamas attack, Nava was supporting Palestine and supporting essentially Hamas, because at that point it was still so fresh. And it's, people like to make the distinction between the two, but they don't, they'd never make the distinction between the fact that Hamas is hiding behind their own civilians, and you really don't know how the civilians feel because Hamas controls the message, so you don't know. You know, I think that's underreported, that Hamas, the civilians may support Hamas. We don't, the making the distinction is something we like to do, but we don't know if they want us to. Certainly some do, but we don't know who's who. So it's really, really tough. Anyway, that's all beside the point. The point of baby reindeer is that it is really, really intense and actually really good. I mean, it's definitely not for kids, but it is about a guy who has a stalker, and it's just very realistic. I don't know how to describe it other than that. It's kind of funny, and it's kind of ridiculous, and he makes decisions. The guy who's being stalked by a woman that he has no interest in makes decisions that you're like, yeah, I mean, that's a bad decision in light of being in this TV show situation. But I can also see how you just would, because you're a person and you mess up. So there's a lot of that. There's a lot of empathy in the show. And it's really cool in that sense. But one of the things that you got to watch through, and I think it's about episode 4 or 5 before they get to this point, where he's kind of dating this Nava trans woman, man, whatever. And you don't really know why he's attracted to her, because he had been dating a woman earlier in the show, and the stalker is a woman. And you're like, oh, maybe they're just being like, he's, you know, he swings both ways or whatever like that. I didn't think anything of it. I thought that's what they were trying to say. But you find out in one of the episodes that he goes into his past, and it's fictional, of course, but it's very, very realistic, that he was trying to break into comedy. And he shows, I mean, they don't go into like graphic detail, but they show you enough that he was sexually assaulted over and over and drugged up and by an agent of his. And I don't know what it is about it. It's just very realistic. And then you almost, it's almost as if they show that he was straight until he got raped. And then the act of being raped by a man made him reconsider his sexuality, and then now he's dating a trans woman because he can't figure it. It's like a progression that I was surprised to see from Netflix, because you'd think the woke crowd would be like, no. That's all just personal preference. You can't have any sort of history, but it's so realistic that you can't get past it. So I kind of do. I recommend watching Baby Reindeer for that reason.
Wow. Wiggins America.
All right, the other one is called Three Body Problem. I actually had seen this advertised, but wasn't really that interested in watching it because I didn't connect the fact that I had read the book a couple years ago and forgotten about it. But Doug, thank you for the message on Facebook, said, hey, have you watched this show? It's really good. And I asked him about it. I said, oh, yeah, I forgot. I read the Three Body Problem book. Well, if you're interested in sci-fi, you're going to want to watch this show. I only have one criticism of it, and that is that the reason it's getting made, and the reason, honestly, that movies like Kung Fu Panda keep getting sequels and Mulan, is that these are movies that play really well both in America and China. Now, you can all day say that, well, it's okay, they're just seeking out a market, and that's true. But that's fine with me as long as they're not altering the content. And sometimes that happens. There are cases where American companies have said, screw you, we're not altering the content, and good for them, because that's how it has to happen if they're going to open their market up to us. But then others where you're like, they probably just didn't take any risks. You know, they wouldn't show anything that might not play well in China from the get-go, so they didn't have to cross that bridge. So that's where I have an issue with it. Not the fact that they're seeking out the second biggest market in the world. I understand that. Anyway, Three Body Problem got made for that reason. It is a Chinese novel that got translated into many, many different languages. And the reason you kind of raise your eyebrows when you hear Chinese novel is because, yeah, they don't really have a lot of commercial success with art in China. you just don't have a ton of great TV shows and movies and books that come out of dictatorships. You just don't, because there's not much freedom. So the message is highly controlled, and such is the nature of art that just can't happen. So it's very, very rare to see a book be successful, especially outside of China, on a topic like sci-fi, because the message is so controlled. But I did read the book in English, of course. I don't read in Mandarin. And I forgot how cool it is, because it's about aliens contacting Earth through this very, very strange means of a video game. And I won't say a whole lot more than that. I will just say that if you like sci-fi, it is worth checking out, because they spent some money on this thing. The visuals are amazing. They took some liberties, as Doug mentioned, who contacted me about the show on Facebook. Apparently, they had already made one of these out of this book on Amazon that's more true to the book. But I like this one better. And I think it's more Americanized and more Westernized anyway, if not Americanized. And there are more characters that I would identify with, and I think you would too. So that's called Three Body Problem. If you like sci-fi, check that out. One more segment, we'll be right back. I'm going to see Stevie Nicks on Tuesday. I'll let you know how that goes. I just went to see Veruca Salt. I'm playing that song again. Talked about him a lot last weekend, so I won't belabor that point. But I've not been to this many concerts in ages. I think I go to about one concert a year on average, if I'm lucky. It's probably more like 0.8 concerts per year. And here I am within 2 weeks going to two concerts. One of them pretty major, Stevie Nicks. The other one pretty minor, Veruca Salt. I'll let you know which one was better. I really don't know. I mean, yes, you would of course say, well, the big shows have a lot more production. And so a lot of times they're fun to watch because there's just so much going on. But the little shows can be really good too. I'll let you know. I do want to hit this before we get to our audio of the day. No, this is not the Mark Reardon Show. He does that every day at 5:50 or something like that. This isn't the audio cut of the day, but it is something that I made. And, you know, we keep track of these. These are bits. These are scripted things that we've made. And I haven't had one for a while, so I'm glad to have this one. If you were listening to the Annie Fry Show on Friday, you probably heard us play it. But this will be a Kamala Harris bit that we did. It's a campaign ad, so stick around for that. Now, before we get there, though, I almost think this is worthy of a longer discussion, because it's going to be a really brief one here. But the big question that I wanted to ask, maybe I'll talk to old Roy and Tricia next week, and we'll have a real discussion about this. But I'd like to know what you think, if you want to contact me.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Two of the biggest TV shows in the world, or at least in the United States, we break them down here. I don't know if you've seen either one of them. That's the nature of streaming, is that unless you subscribe to that streamer, the biggest show in the world may be one that you don't even know exists. But right now, two of those, and I don't know if they are literally the top two, but they've got to be up there because they're top two on Netflix. The first one is called Baby Reindeer. And the second one I'll get to in a minute, and it was actually suggested to me by a listener, which I'll share in a second. But Baby Reindeer first. This show is strange. It is about stalkers, and it's actually very, very identifiable, surprisingly. But before I get into the content of the show, one of the stars, and this all makes sense, okay? Follow me here. One of the stars of the show is transgender. And this person in real life, I can't remember the name in the show, but in real life, the person's name is Nava Mao. And born a man, dresses like a woman now. And I wouldn't know, you know, I mean, like, very, very attractive woman. Nava, I went to look and see because I was like, all I knew that was that this person in the show was trans. So I looked her up to see if she was, you know, really trans in real life or if that was just part of the character. But she is Nava Mao. And I found her Twitter. And you know, because that it is not like something that people openly report on because that's considered kind of taboo. So you got to dig a little bit. So I was on Twitter looking at Nava's posts, and I don't know what her descent is. She looks like she might be Middle Eastern, but I don't really know. And she doesn't say, but I can tell you which side of the Israeli-Palestine conflict she's on. Here's some crazy stuff that she was posting right after the October 7th attack. Now, this is what's amazing. It's not that we're, you know, now we're 7 months from the attack, the Hamas attack on Israel. Everybody was at peace at that time, if you recall. October 7th, Hamas entered, like violently entered Israel, raped, killed, stabbed, took hostages. Just disgusting, disgusting stuff. Well, within that month, like before October was over, Nava was posting things like, don't be dejected in thinking that the protests, the letters, the boycotts, all forms of dissent meant to end the genocide of Palestinians aren't working. They are working. Not quickly enough. Not as fast as we want or need them to, but they are. The only choice is to continue. Now, that was reposted from somebody else, but, and that's at the end of the month. As soon as 6 days after the Hamas attack, Nava was supporting Palestine and supporting essentially Hamas, because at that point it was still so fresh. And it's, people like to make the distinction between the two, but they'd never make the distinction between the fact that Hamas is hiding behind their own civilians, and you really don't know how the civilians feel because Hamas controls the message, so you don't know. You know, I think that's underreported, that Hamas, the civilians may support Hamas. We don't, the making the distinction is something we like to do, but we don't know if they want us to. Certainly some do, but we don't know who's who. So it's really, really tough. Anyway, that's all beside the point. The point of Baby Reindeer is that it is really, really intense and actually really good. I mean, it's definitely not for kids, but it is about a guy who has a stalker, and it's just very realistic. I don't know how to describe it other than that. It's kind of funny, and it's kind of ridiculous, and he makes decisions. The guy who's being stalked by a woman that he has no interest in makes decisions that you're like, yeah, I mean, that's a bad decision in light of being in this TV show situation. But I can also see how you just would, because you're a person and you mess up. So there's a lot of that. There's a lot of empathy in the show. And it's really cool in that sense. But one of the things that you got to watch through, and I think it's about episode 4 or 5 before they get to this point, where he's kind of dating this Nava trans woman, man, whatever. And you don't really know why he's attracted to her, because he had been dating a woman earlier in the show, and the stalker is a woman. And you're like, oh, maybe they're just being like, he's, you know, he swings both ways or whatever like that. I didn't think anything of it. I thought that's what they were trying to say. But you find out in one of the episodes that he goes into his past, and it's fictional, of course, but it's very, very realistic, that he was trying to break into comedy. And he shows, I mean, they don't go into like graphic detail, but they show you enough that he was sexually assaulted over and over and drugged up and by an agent of his. And I don't know what it is about it. It's just very realistic. And then you almost, it's almost as if they show that he was straight until he got raped. And then the act of being raped by a man made him reconsider his sexuality. And then now he's dating a trans woman because he can't figure it. It's like a progression that I was surprised to see from Netflix, because you'd think the woke crowd would be like, no. That's all just personal preference. You can't have any sort of history, but it's so realistic that you can't get past it. So I kind of do. I recommend watching Baby Reindeer for that reason.
Wow, Wiggins America.
All right, the other one is called Three Body Problem. I actually had seen this advertised, but wasn't really that interested in watching it, because I didn't connect the fact that I had read the book a couple years ago and forgotten about it. But Doug, thank you for the message on Facebook, said, hey, have you watched this show? It's really good. And I asked him about it. I said, oh, yeah, I forgot. I read the Three Body Problem book. Well, if you're interested in sci-fi, you're going to want to watch this show. I only have one criticism of it, and that is that the reason it's getting made, and the reason, honestly, that movies like Kung Fu Panda keep getting sequels and Mulan, is that these are movies that play really well both in America and China. Now, you can all day say that, well, it's okay, they're just seeking out a market, and that's true. But that's fine with me, as long as they're not altering the content. And sometimes that happens. There are cases where American companies have said, screw you, we're not altering the content, and good for them, because that's how it has to happen if they're going to open their market up to us. But then others where you're like, they probably just didn't take any risks. You know, they wouldn't show anything that might not play well in China from the get-go, so they didn't have to cross that bridge. So that's where I have an issue with it. Not the fact that they're seeking out the second biggest market in the world. I understand that. Anyway, Three Body Problem got made for that reason. It is a Chinese novel that got translated into many, many different languages. And the reason you kind of raise your eyebrows when you hear Chinese novel is because, yeah, they don't really have a lot of commercial success with art in China. You just don't have a ton of great TV shows and movies and books that come out of dictatorships. You just don't. Because there's not much freedom, so the message is highly controlled, and such is the nature of art that just can't happen. So it's very, very rare to see a book be successful, especially outside of China, on a topic like sci-fi, because the message is so controlled. But I did read the book in English, of course. I don't read in Mandarin, and I forgot how cool it is, because it's about aliens contacting Earth through this very, very strange means of a video game. And I won't say a whole lot more than that. I will just say that if you like sci-fi, it is worth checking out, because they spent some money on this thing. The visuals are amazing. They took some liberties, as Doug mentioned, who contacted me about the show on Facebook. Apparently, they had already made one of these out of this book on Amazon that's more true to the book, but I like this one better. And I think it's more Americanized and more Westernized anyway, if not Americanized. And there are more characters that I would identify with, and I think you would too. So that's called Three Body Problem. If you like sci-fi, check that out. One more segment, we'll be right back. I'm going to see Stevie Nicks on Tuesday. I'll let you know how that goes. I just went to see Veruca Salt. I'm playing that song again. Talked about him a lot last weekend, so I won't belabor that point. But I've not been to this many concerts in ages. I think I go to about one concert a year on average, if I'm lucky. It's probably more like 0.8 concerts per year. And here I am within 2 weeks going to two concerts. One of them pretty major, Stevie Nicks. The other one pretty minor, Veruca Salt. I'll let you know which one was better. I really don't know. I mean, yes, you would, of course, say, well, the big shows have a lot more production. And so a lot of times they're fun to watch because there's just so much going on. But the little shows can be really good, too. I'll let you know. I do want to hit this before we get to our audio of the day. No, this is not the Mark Reardon Show. He does that every day at 5:50 or something like that. This isn't the audio cut of the day, but it is something that I made. And, you know, we keep track of these. These are bits. These are scripted things that we've made. And I haven't had one for a while, so I'm glad to have this one. If you were listening to the Annie Fry Show on Friday, you probably heard us play it. But this will be a Kamala Harris bit that we did. It's a campaign ad, so stick around for that. Now, before we get there, though, I almost think this is worthy of a longer discussion because it's going to be a really brief one here. But the big question that I wanted to ask, maybe I'll talk to old Roy and Tricia next week, and we'll have a real discussion about this. But I'd like to know what you think. If you want to contact me, at Radio Wiggins on Twitter, I really would like to know what you think. I'm on Facebook, WigginsAmerica.com, if you want to contact me there. I don't think I can contact you back through the website, but I can see your messages when they come through. Do Kamala Harris and Joe Biden know the devastation that they've brought to the United States? Like, is it deliberate, or are they just incompetent? Are they tools, essentially? Because somebody is orchestrating the downfall of the United States. And I don't know if they think they're actually bringing the downfall of the country, or they're just trying to transform this powerful country into something that will either put them in perpetual power, or it will allow them to live in a country that, even if they're not in power, they like better than the way it is. I think these are very, very spiritual times that we live in. And we don't talk about the godless factor of some of this stuff enough. And I really should call that out more because it's so true. I've mentioned it many, many times. I probably at least once a week am mentioning something along these lines. But I'll say it in the clearest terms that I can, that political issues are downstream from cultural, and cultural are downstream from spiritual / moral. This is where you get your worldview, is from your spirituality and your morality. And then everything else really filters out of that. Culture comes out of that. And then eventually politics comes out of that. I think we're in a very, very godless time right now. And if you want to know what godlessness in a society looks like, look around. Watch the news. I mean, that's what it looks like. Because when you have clarity, when you have spiritual clarity and morality, you love your fellow man as taught by Christ. And I'm talking specifically about the Christian faith here, of course. And you don't deal with a lot of the stuff that we're dealing with. It's never going to be perfect, but you don't deal with as much. And a lot of the threats that we've dealt with in the country in our past, you know, we had a civil war, so I'm not glossing over that. But we've had similar morality to each other. You know, even when we fought each other, we ultimately had a shared Judeo-Christian ethic in this country. And most of the threats that we've encountered have been from external forces, not internal. However, right now, feels like it's internal, doesn't it? The external forces exist, but the internal are much, much bigger that we have to solve. All right. I mentioned that I have a bit. So that's like a big, big issue. Let's transition to something that's a little bit less serious as we close out a very solid campaign ad involving Kamala Harris. You anything for her. Yeah.
When it comes to picking your vice president in 2024, the choice is clear.
Always ask, is there a Venn diagram for this? I'm telling you, it's fascinating when you do.
Kamala Harris.
Venn diagram, those three circles, right?
Or Dan Quayle.
The vice president gave students a spelling test.
Potato.
The boy wrote the word correctly, but Mr. Quayle wasn't satisfied until he had added an E.
Kamala loves potatoes, and she's running this year. Dan Quayle isn't.
We all need a mom. We need you to be Mamala of the country.
Your mama, so Kamala, she got elected VP.
My mother she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
She's relatable.
Raise your hand if you went to school on a school bus, right?
And she'll make America electric again.
I love electric school buses. I just love them for so many reasons. Maybe because I went to school on a school bus.
Make America work again.
Workers are building electric buses so people can get where they need to go.
And make America laugh again.
I love your laugh.
The choice for VP this year is clear. Dan Quayle. He's not running, but wouldn't he be better? Paid for by Quayle Quayle Dan Pack.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'll let you know how that goes. I just went to see Veruca Salt. I'm playing that song again. Talked about him a lot last weekend, so I won't belabor that point. But I've not been to this many concerts in ages. I think I go to about one concert a year on average, if I'm lucky. It's probably more like 0.8 concerts per year. And here I am within 2 weeks going to two concerts. One of them pretty major, Stevie Nicks. The other one pretty minor, Veruca Salt. I'll let you know which one was better. I really don't know. I mean, yes, you'd of course say, well, the big shows have a lot more production. And so a lot of times they're fun to watch because there's just so much going on. But the little shows can be really good, too. I'll let you know. I do want to hit this before we get to our audio of the day. No, this is not the Mark Reardon Show. He does that every day at 5:50 or something like that. This isn't the audio cut of the day. But it is something that I made. And, you know, we keep track of these. These are bits. These are scripted things that we've made. And I haven't had one for a while, so I'm glad to have this one. If you were listening to the Annie Fry Show on Friday, you probably heard us play it. But this will be a Kamala Harris bit that we did. It's a campaign ad, so stick around for that. Now, before we get there, though, I almost think this is worthy of a longer discussion because there's going to be a really brief one here. But the big question that I wanted to ask, maybe I'll talk to old Roy and Tricia next week, and we'll have a real discussion about this. But I'd like to know what you think. If you want to contact me at Radio Wiggins on Twitter, I really would like to know what you think. I'm on Facebook, WigginsAmerica.com, if you want to contact me there. I don't think I can contact you back through the website, but I can see your messages when they come through. Do Kamala Harris and Joe Biden know the devastation that they've brought to the United States? Like, is it deliberate, or are they just incompetent? Are they tools, essentially? Because somebody is orchestrating the downfall of the United States. And I don't know if they think they're actually bringing the downfall of the country, or they're just trying to transform this powerful country into something that will either put them in perpetual power, or it will allow them to live in a country that even if they're not in power, they like better than the way it is. I think these are very, very spiritual times that we live in. And we don't talk about the godless factor of some of this stuff enough. And I really should call that out more because it's so true. I've mentioned it many, many times. I probably at least once a week am mentioning something along these lines. But I'll say it in the clearest terms that I can, that political issues are downstream from cultural, and cultural are downstream from spiritual / moral. This is where you get your worldview, is from your spirituality and your morality. And then everything else really filters out of that. Culture comes out of that. And then eventually politics comes out of that. I think we're in a very, very godless time right now. And if you want to know what godlessness in a society looks like, look around. Watch the news. I mean, that's what it looks like. Because when you have clarity, when you have spiritual clarity and morality, you love your fellow man as taught by Christ. And I'm talking specifically about the Christian faith here, of course. And you don't deal with a lot of the stuff that we're dealing with. It's never going to be perfect, but you don't deal with as much. And a lot of the threats that we've dealt with in the country in our past, you know, we had a civil war, so I'm not glossing over that. But we've had similar morality to each other. You know, even when we fought each other, we ultimately had a shared Judeo-Christian ethic in this country. And most of the threats that we've encountered have been from external forces, not internal. However, right now, feels like it's internal, doesn't it? The external forces exist, but the internal are much, much bigger that we have to solve. All right. I mentioned that I have a bit, so that's like a big, big issue. Let's transition to something that's a little bit less serious as we close out a very solid campaign ad involving Kamala Harris.
When it comes to picking your vice president in 2024, the choice is clear.
Always ask, is there a Venn diagram for this? I'm telling you, it's fascinating when you do.
Kamala Harris.
Venn diagram, those three circles, right?
Or Dan Quayle.
The vice president gave students a spelling test.
Potato.
The boy wrote the word correctly, but Mr. Quayle wasn't satisfied until he had added an E.
Kamala loves potatoes, and she's running this year. Dan Quayle isn't.
We all need a mom. We need you to be Mamala of the country.
Your mama, so Kamala, she got elected VP.
My mother she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
She's relatable.
Raise your hand if you went to school on a school bus, right?
And she'll make America electric again.
I love electric school buses. I just love them for so many reasons. Maybe because I went to school on a school bus.
Make America work again.
Workers are building electric buses so people can get where they need to go.
And make America laugh again.
Okay. I love your laugh.
The choice for VP this year is clear. Dan Quayle. He's not running, but wouldn't he be better? Paid for by Quayle Dan Pack.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.